This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. New federal changes to food assistance are leading to fewer people getting help in Wisconsin. New data shows more than 15,000 Wisconsinites have dropped off food share since last summer, part of a nationwide decline tied to budget cuts and stricter work rules. Federal officials say SNAP enrollment is down about 6% across the country, or roughly 2.5 million people. Wisconsin is avoiding major penalties tied to the changes because its error rate is among the lowest in the nation. On Earth Day, Wisconsin officials say the Trillion Trees Pledge is now more than halfway to its goal. Governor Tony Evers and the DNR report nearly 12 million trees were planted in 2025, bringing the total to over 54 million since 2021. The state is aiming to plant 100 million trees by 2030, while also conserving forest land. Officials say partnerships across Wisconsin are helping lead the effort. New programs will also give away free trees to kids and families. The investigation into a failed recall effort targeting Speaker Robin Voss is not finished yet, according to the Racine County's district attorney. Trisha Hansen says, in the letter to the Elections Commission, she wants a deeper criminal review after the commission recommended charges against 13 people. Those allegations include false addresses and signatures from people who may not have signed the petitions. Hansen says the commission's work was detailed, but not as in-depth as criminal cases require. And this week, drivers across Wisconsin are urged to take it slow as construction season gets underway. As part of Work Zone Awareness Week, drivers are encouraged to avoid distractions, obey speed limits, and watch for changing conditions and cars and trucks parked along the road. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The National Weather Service in Duluth says storm damage in parts of northwest Wisconsin appears to be from strong straight-line winds, not tornadoes. Survey crews assessed damage Saturday in northern Bayfield County and found no evidence of tornado activity, though additional analysis is still underway. The storms caused significant damage in communities, including Washburn, with widespread reports of downed trees and power lines. Many residents were without electricity over the weekend as crews worked to clear debris and restore service. County officials say cleanup efforts are ongoing and crews continue working to repair damage across the area. Damage assessments are not yet complete in Ashland, Iron, and Sawyer counties. If you experience storm damage, you're encouraged to report it to the National Weather Service office in Duluth. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to check fire danger and burn restrictions before doing any outdoor burning as spring fire season ramps up. Officials say recent storms have left behind debris across the state, increasing wildfire risk despite last week's rain. The DNR reports about 50 wildfires have already burned more than 150 acres in Wisconsin. With dry conditions, low humidity, and breezy weather expected, that risk could grow in the days ahead. Officials say downed trees and branches can dry out quickly, creating fuel that allows fires to spread easily. If you're cleaning up storm damage, the DNR recommends using local brush collection sites or taking debris to a transfer station when possible. If burning is allowed, residents should check permit requirements, watch the weather, keep piles small, and always have water and tools nearby. Fire danger can change quickly this time of year, and officials say it's important to check conditions before lighting any fire. You can check current fire danger, wildfire reports, and burning restrictions on the DNR's website. I'm Maddie Schaefer, and you're listening to Northwoods News.
The crew goes crazy in Tigertown. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Tigers go at it again at Comerica Park. Last night, the crew won 12-4 thanks to a crazy eighth inning that started with back-to-back triples from Gary Sanchez and Garrett Mitchell. Then, Luis Renjifo finally getting a break at the plate. Jeff Levering had the call.
Renjifo, shallow right, Vierling, can't get there. It falls. Mitchell scores, and for all the Rockets, Luis Ranjifo gets one to fall finally.
The Brewers with 7 runs and 11 at-bats in the inning. Garrett Mitchell on his RBI, then scoring.
Trying to take it about less about me and more just trying to get a job done there, put the ball in play. Just had to lock in there.
Men's college basketball. Badgers forward Nolan Winter will return to Wisconsin for his senior year, but guard John Blackwell is headed to North Carolina to join the Blue Devils at Duke University. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high in the mid to upper 70s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to around 55 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mix of clouds and sunshine, a little rain in the afternoon, cooler with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.